Well, again, I'm Larry Hansard. I'm a commercial insurance broker with Arthur J. Gallagher & Company in Washington, D.C. But you can probably tell by my accent that I'm actually a Texan. I lived my entire life here in the Dallas area, so it's really good to be home. And we moved up 4 years ago to the D.C. branch. But really delighted to be back here with you all. Leslie and I actually addressed the UT-CLE group several years ago on a summer panel, so I'm excited to be here. It's always a little difficult to be in the mid-afternoon slot after lunch. I don't know about you guys, but I took the opportunity being back home to sneak in some Tex-Mex for lunch, so I'm hitting that period of the day when I'm getting a little sleepy, so I'll try to be as entertaining as possible, and that's a challenge when you're talking about insurance. But moving along, in short, the insurance marketplace is an absolute mess right now for cyber liability. I hate to be the buzzkill at the party, but that's just the way it is. We're seeing a tremendous pullback from the insurance carriers that write this particular coverage, and that's because of losses. They've really piled up, particularly the last few years. Case in point, capacity. If you'd come to me 3-4 years ago and you needed a $20 million policy, I probably could have gotten that done with one carrier. Now, I don't know of any carrier out there that is putting up more than a $5 million limit. So if I've got a client that's needing $40, $50 million, I may have to go to 10 separate carriers to get them to take a $5 million block and build a tower, one on top of the other, to get to that threshold that they're looking for. And that's challenging because a lot of carriers have pulled out of cyber. Several in the London marketplace have pulled out in the last few years. So trying to find 10 carriers that like a particular industry. For example, what I do is very specialized. My focus as an insurance broker is the healthcare industry, which I've done my entire career. But the last 7 years, I've zeroed in on a sub-niche of digital health and telemedicine. And believe me, these folks have real cyber exposure, and it really went bananas and took off during the COVID crisis. So, and these people are holding a lot of really important data. Underwriters are really using a lot of scrutiny right now. The big thing they focus on is the volume of PII, personal identifying information, and or, in our big focus in healthcare, is personal health information. And I've got clients that are literally holding over 1 million patient records. That's a lot of exposure in the event of a breach. And in one instance, we actually had a client on the West Coast, is a relatively small company, only doing just a few million dollars in revenue. And themselves, they only had, I think it was 4,000 or 5,000 patients, okay? However, they were a single specialty telemedicine provider. And they were working with one of their partners, which was a big payer, health insurance company. So what they wanted to do was scan all of the patients this payer had in their client base, and they were scanning for the very ailment that they treated. So they were downloading over 5 million patient records. They would do their scan, but the problem was they weren't purging those records after they did their scan. They were just holding on to them. That is massive liability. And we had a devil of a time getting them coverage last year.
So, Larry, in terms of figuring out, like, how much coverage do I need, is there a general, like, conventional wisdom on how much coverage you need per, 100 patient records or something like that?
That is an excellent question. As I tell all my clients, I do not have a crystal ball. When it comes to any kind of liability coverage, I can't tell you what's the most you're ever going to be sued for, okay? We can benchmark against what other clients do, and I'll talk about it in a few minutes. The Poneman Institute, which is an independent group that does a study every year on the cost of a breach, and I'm going to cite some specifics there from them. But in healthcare, just to kind of answer your question, just a few years ago, they came out with a figure of $429 per patient record. That's the all-in cost of a breach. Now, that's all the first-party issues that you discussed, the credit monitoring, forensics, public relations, also the litigation, the third-party exposure. So think about that for a second. $429 per patient record, and if you're sitting there with a million patient records, that's a big frickin' number, okay? So there's a lot of exposure in healthcare. And one of the reasons, too, I get this a lot, why is PHI so much more expensive and more valuable to the hackers? And it really has a longer shelf life in the black market. Think about it for a second. What do we all do now pretty religiously? I do it pretty much every day, and that's review, like my American Express statement online, just to make sure there's no fraudulent charges. And I think a lot of people do that now just to look for that, and occasionally I'll find one. What we don't do is monitor our explanation of benefits very well when it comes to our health insurance claims, right? We're just happy we met our deductible. And we don't monitor that nearly as frequently or as closely. And with that in mind, that's what hackers are doing. They're getting your health information and then filing false medical claims, okay? And because we don't monitor that, they have a longer shelf life, and they're able to get away with it for a longer period. And that's why that's got such value in the black market. So limits is a big issue. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm a clicker here.
Oh, now I hit something that I shouldn't.